We look forward to seeing you at 2 Days of Truth being presented by Beyond Labels. It's our fourth annual 2 Days of Truth Summit. This year's theme is Detox is for Everybody. We're bombarded by everything from chemtrails to EMFs to pesticides, herbicides, even toxic people. We're going to deal with all of these aspects at the 2 Days of Truth Summit coming up. Sina, give us the final information.
I'm really excited about this summit. I think this is going to be our best one yet. It's June 14th and 15th at Polyphase Farm. We have some fantastic speakers like Sayer G, the founder of Green Med Info, Dr. Leland Stillman, who's been featured by Wise Traditions lately, Hilda Labrador, affectionately known as Holistic Hilda, you and me, of course. We also have, for the first time ever, a kids and teens program. So now the adults can enjoy the adult side while they know that their kids and their teens are having fun while also being educated by Joel, myself, and Hilda. It's going to be a blast. And this year, what we're going to do is we're going to actually teach you ancient and modern techniques for how to detoxify the body, mind, and spirit. And we're going to help you put together a personalized plan, like an action plan that you can take home and start. As soon as you arrive home, you can implement this action plan and start your detoxing.
You know, listen, folks, Polyphase is only 8 hours from half of the U.S. population. Take a long weekend, come join us, and you'll rub shoulders with other like-minded people, find our tribe, and be encouraged. It's a lonely place out there lots of times, especially if you're a bit of a maverick. So come and spend time with other mavericks and get encouraged, inspired, and enthused about living a more healthy life.
So I love the topic for this year, detoxification. It is one of the most important topics that we could ever address at our health summit. Because as Joel mentioned, everyone, every single person needs to know how to detoxify their body, mind, and spirit in order to achieve optimal health and wellness.
This whole thing has come back with a vengeance now, with new pending legislation where they're wanting to create antennas, broadcasting boluses for cows. So cows would swallow little transmitters, and it would monitor their guts. And a lot of this is being done under the guise of climate change and global warming to monitor methane and burps and farts and, you know, those kinds of things. And to create an internet of things around your farm. The, you know, it's one thing. And so I got to admit, you know, this is it's a tension for me, because on our farm, we have struggled and struggled and struggled in our farm store, for example, to handle credit cards. Many times the internet, you know, our very fragile internet thing goes out, and then, you know, somebody wants to buy you, you can't handle a transaction. But there's a big difference, and Sina, you might be able to shed a little bit of light on this in the science of it, but there's a big difference between the electromagnetic frequencies and kind of the overall what's called the kind of the wireless mesh, if you will, or some people are calling it the digital gulag. All right, but there's a big difference between a physical cable, a physical broadband cable laid in the ground, versus broadcasting antennas everywhere. And this whole EMF thing has really come to the forefront on the discussion around this. Sina, do you have anything you can shed on that?
Yeah, I've been looking into this because you know, a friend of ours brought this to our attention, and it's actually very concerning to me, because EMF mitigation is of paramount importance in my life, because I happen to be one of the people who is sensitive to EMFs. So I've studied this field in great detail and have done mitigation all around me for over a decade now. So one of the things that's concerning to me is, it's like what you're saying, Joel, it is very different. Like running a fiber optic cable, right, is going to be very different than like turning on a Wi-Fi router or living right under a cell tower. And we do have a lot of now independent research studies that have shown that the biology of the body, like the physiology of the body, is changed when you are in proximity to these man-made EMFs, right? So there's naturally made EMFs, like the sun emits EMFs, but we're talking about the man-made EMFs. And lots of studies have shown this, even holding a cell phone in one hand and they'll draw blood from the hand. I believe it was like 5 minutes of holding the cell phone and it changed the shape of the red blood cells. It made them stickier, right? Mm. So it made the blood more viscous. So there's that's just one study. There's lots of studies showing this. There's people now who are studying this in livestock as well. And one of the reasons is because of precision agriculture. So this weekend I went on was searching to see what is the government's stance on this. And I found the Government Accountability Office conducted basically a report, and they just released it. They just published it January 31st of this year. So when you look at their report, the first page of this report has this picture, and I'm very visual, so this is very helpful for me. It's actually showing all the different ways in which the livestock or the plants could actually be exposed to EMFs. Now, that wasn't their intention behind creating that diagram, right? The GAO came out and their concern about the integrity of the system. And we can get into that, okay? Like foreign entities hacking into the system and stuff. That's what that report's about. But to answer your question, this picture is a very good graphic, and we'll link to it in the show description because it shows a farm and it shows the crops and the cows. And then what it also shows is, so there's a cell tower that's having some kind of satellite on it. And there's an imagery satellite, there's a GPS satellite, there's communication satellite, right? And they're all bouncing these signals off. So that's coming down onto the farm as well, right? The EMFs from the air. And then there's also a base station. So some of these technologies require different stations to be set up that are also emitting some type of radiation. There's data exchange services set up. And then there's the equipment too. So sometimes the precision agriculture involves, for instance, automated mechanical weeders or driverless tractors, for instance. And so these are all emitting some form to some degree of EMFs because they're having to sense things, right? There's also technology that's like a remote sensing platform. So drones could be sensing, and they're going to be sending out some kind of radiation because they're sensing. Ground robots can be used. There's in-ground sensors. That's another technology that can be used. And this one is used, according to the GAO, to provide farmers with near real-time information on the soil and plant properties, like temperature, moisture, and nutrients. Then you also have targeted spray systems. So these use machine learning, like AI, in order to be able to precisely spray things in certain spots, you know? So you can see an upside, right? Okay, if you're gonna use chemicals, yes, just selectively spray so you don't get as much spray all over and you don't get the runoff into our, you know, the water system and the soil. But again, that targeted spray system is emitting some kind of signal. It's gonna involve radiation to some extent, as would the automated mechanical weeder. So one of my big concerns in terms of what you've talked about so far is this it could be a near chronic exposure to some type of radiation.
Yeah. So I was on a call just a couple of weeks ago with an attorney who's in this space, who is trying to fight for land protection. In other words, right now there are legislative attempts to make all these towers to be able to put them in by eminent domain. So that if I as a landowner don't want one of these towers on my property, I can't stop a company from putting a tower on my property. They'll do it by eminent domain. So this is developing. And so I talked with this attorney who's been involved a lot with France, and she told me that in France, just in the last 2 months, they had a court ordered stop of a cell tower that was put up on a dairy farm in France. And immediately the farmer was milking about 200 cows, and the milk production dropped about 15 to 20% immediately, and 40 of his 200 cows died. And so he sued the cell tower company and got an injunction to turn it off until they could do some more research. Sina, I think one of the biggest problems here, and we've done this, we've dealt with this so many times, that this stuff is done without real testing. There's not any real-time testing.
Thank you for joining us on Beyond Labels. Our mission with this podcast is to make it accessible to everyone.
But we are behind a paywall because the issues we discuss are often subject to censorship. We've run into that, and so we have an extremely modest paywall to let us have the freedom to discuss the kind of issues we want to discuss in the way we want to discuss them. And you can become a member and enjoy all this content by clicking on the description box below. We look forward to having you join our family.